While you're shopping for sunscreen, maybe coconut water is also on your summertime list. It's a relatively new product in the U.S. You can find it in boxes or cans, even in actual coconuts. It's marketed to active consumers who want a natural alternative to sports drinks. In this report, NPR's Patty Naiman takes a look at the benefits of coconut water and whether it's all it's cracked up to be.
The appetite for coconut water in this country got its start in New York City.
This is from a fresh coconut, and I don't buy a lot of the bottled kind.
Graphic designer John Gordon Gold bikes his way around town, and he gets thirsty.
These guys in Chinatown, they chop it up and give it to you, so it's fresh and quick.
Fresh coconut is something of a tradition in New York's Chinatown, but it's pretty much everywhere in the city, not fresh, but in boxes and cans. Today you can find it in supermarkets nationwide. It's quite popular with yogis and exercisers like 26-year-old Lillian Tan, who enjoys it after a run.
It's refreshing, it has the sugars I need, the electrolytes. I just like the taste of it. It's kind of nutty, refreshing, very light.
Now, this isn't like the coconut milk that comes from those hard, brown, and hairy coconuts. Mark Rampola is founder and CEO of Zico, one of the most popular coconut water brands.
Those same coconuts, if you got them when they were younger, when they're immature, the color's probably either green or yellowish green. Those same coconuts, when you get them at about 9 months of age, are filled with water.
As the coconut ages, that water morphs into the white coconut meat that's often pressed to produce coconut milk or oil. That's where the concern about dietary fat comes from. But this is water. There's no fat.
And that water, when you get it at the right time, it's when it's at its sort of peak level of electrolytes and the natural replenishment that people know and love.
Coconuts are harvested from tropics worldwide, Thailand, Brazil, Latin America, and Central America, where Rampola worked as a Peace Corps volunteer and first learned how community members used it to help with stomach ailments when people were sick and dehydrated. That's because coconut water contains two minerals that help balance fluids in the body, sodium and potassium. Andrea Giancoli is a registered dietitian and spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
It's one of the few foods or beverages, if you will, in our food supply that naturally does contain a lot of potassium.
And potassium is essential for many of the body's systems.
Potassium is very important for heart health. It's important to regulate our blood pressure, you know, fluid balance in the body, cell integrity. It's important in a lot of different chemical reactions that go on in the body.
But Giancoli says it's always best to get needed potassium from food. Nutritionist Monica Reinagel agrees. When you get potassium from your normal diet, she says, you get lots of other good stuff too.
Other vitamins and minerals, antioxidants and fiber that you're not getting from the coconut water. So, a shot of potassium is fine, certainly not going to do any harm, but I'd hate to see coconut water being touted as the primary source of potassium because there are other sources that really will do a lot more benefit for you.
Like bananas, potatoes, kidney beans, lentils, spinach, and papaya. Lots of vegetables and fruits contain potassium. Reinagel says it's not difficult to get enough of it from a healthy diet. As for rehydration, she says most of us don't work out long enough or hard enough to need serious rehydration.
Most people, if they're just exercising for half an hour or an hour, really don't need an electrolyte replacement drink. All they need to rehydrate is water. And for those who really are perspiring very hard, your Ironman triathletes who do need electrolyte replacement, the mineral that they need most is sodium. And ironically, coconut water is actually fairly low in sodium.
So bottom line, if you like the taste of coconut water and can afford it, enjoy, says Reinagel. Coconut water isn't cheap. It runs about $2 to $3 a serving. Patty Naiman, NPR News.